Ricky, do you think this is a crucial year not only for A&M but for Coach Sumlin?
No, I don't think so. You know, I just think if we just go out and do what we have to do, and go out and play and have and ball out, I don't think it is.
Questions, right side, third row.
Kirk, it seems like this receiving core kind of complements each other well. You know, Christian's so good in space, Josh going deep, you in the red zone in a one-on-one with your size. How's that dynamic all work together between that group of you to be able to, your different skill sets, how do they complement each other?
I kind of think we just feed off each other. You know, we just go out and just have fun with it. You know that, you know, whoever gets the ball, they're going to make something happen. And so I think we just have a lot of trust in each other to just go out each play and just have fun doing what we do.
Left side again, second row.
Ricky, I know you don't have to go against him one-on-one as much in practice, but look at him, Miles, as a defensive end. Do you look at him and say, that's an NFL first-rounder, that's a number one pick? Just how dominant can he be on the field?
Miles is a tremendous player. You know, going when we have practice like team, we can't get the ball off. Most of the time, you know, Miles in the quarterback's face. So, I mean, if Miles keeps doing what he's doing, I think he'll be a first-round pick.
Front row here on the left side.
Ricky, what has Trevor meant to this offense but also to this team? And when he was named the starter in the spring, did it necessarily surprise you, or was it kind of like, well, that's really a no-brainer?
When Trevor came in, he showed leadership, confidence. So, you know, when we named it, we kind of knew it. He shows that will to win, that determination, that passion to go out and I'm going to beat you until you beat me. And that's what he did the whole spring and continued to doing in the summer and just connecting with us.